From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London in Washington. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis, on a visit to Ukraine Thursday, said Washington would keep up pressure on Russia over what he called its aggressive behavior, and he signaled his personal support for providing weapons to Kiev.
The U.S. and our allies will continue to press Russia to honor its Minsk commitments, and our sanctions will remain in place until Moscow reverses the actions that triggered them. As President Trump has made clear, the United States remains committed to diplomatic efforts to resolve the conflict in eastern Ukraine.
Mattis's visit, timed for Ukrainian Independence Day, is the second high-profile show of U.S. support in as many months after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson came to Kiev in July. Ukraine has counted on U.S. support against Russia since a pro-Western government took power following street protests in 2014 when the Kremlin-backed president fled the country. Hurricane Harvey is moving across the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, heading toward the coast of the U.S. state of Texas and strengthening as it goes. U.S. meteorologists say the former tropical storm will be a major hurricane by the time it makes landfall late Friday. Peak winds will surpass 200 kilometers per hour when the hurricane hits a wide swath of coastline. Hurricanes usually weaken rapidly once they move inland, but forecasters say this storm will follow an unusual pattern, stalling once it hits the coast, then probably moving back out to sea briefly and making a second drenching pass at low-lying coastal communities. Harvey's expected to pour at least 50 centimeters of rain over a wide area of Texas. This is